Antifa protester gets 6 years in prison for brutal assault on conservative. By Amy Furr on November 3, 2019. A masked Antifa protester was sentenced to 6 years in prison Friday after he brutally attacked a conservative demonstrator in Portland, Oregon, on June 29. Gage Halukowski, 24, pled guilty to second-degree assault with an expandable baton that left the victim, Adam Kelly, with a concussion and 25 staples in his head. Police said they saw Halukowski collapse his weapon and hide it in his pants after he attacked the victim. Before the assault occurred, Kelly was reportedly trying to help another man who had been injured during the protest. Although Halukowski's defense attorney, Edward Kroll, said Kelly did not deserve what happened to him, he added that his client made a really terrible decision and his sentence was one of the harshest he had ever seen for a young person with no criminal background. Journalist Andy Ngo, who was also attacked during the same protests in Portland, tweeted about Halukowski's sentencing on Friday. On August 10, Ngo, who regularly reports on the far left, tweeted that the Portland Police Department still had not made any arrests in connection with his own assault. "I just got beat up by the crowd, with no police at all. In the middle of the street," Ngo said during a live-streamed video of the attack. On September 2, he told Breitbart News's James Dellingpole that leftists were trying to instigate a revolution by staging violent protests in the streets. "The conflict is going to happen in the future by bringing these brutal forms of violence, either against the state, individuals, or property. Instead of inching closer and closer to that final climatic battle, it's going to make us run quicker there," he stated. Ngo added that Americans should refuse to view Antifa as the nation's guardians against fascism. "So I don't see them as just a benign movement of so-called anti-fascists. I mean, I don't even give them that propaganda win of calling them anti-fascists. I say Antifa because I want to separate that from anti-fascism, which to the average person would sound like a very noble thing." Following the violent protests, President Trump tweeted on August 17 that major consideration is being given to naming Antifa an organization of terror. "Portland is being watched very closely. Hopefully the mayor will be able to properly do his job," he concluded.